A tombstone. Good morning. It's 19 minutes to 9 a.m. My name is Jess Clayman and I'm here filling in on 2SER Breakfast this wonderful Monday morning. Now, it is Monday. It is the official start of the school holidays here in New South Wales, which means we all have a bit of extra time on our hands. Maybe we've got some kids to entertain, some young people to keep out of trouble. So producer Tony and I thought that we would take a look at some of the wonderful events around our beautiful city. Tony, good morning.
How are you, gorgeous? Looking fabulous.
Oh, stop it. Stop it. I don't think anyone who's been up since 3 looks fabulous, but I appreciate
what
the
you
lie.
Do. You're one of those people.
It's radio, so no one needs to know if I don't. You just love say it. That and everyone believes you.
It's so funny because everyone is like, oh, Tony, you should go into media. Like when I tell people, oh, yeah, I'm doing media arts and production. You know, I want to go into radio. I'm like, I've got a face for radio, don't you think? A face for radio.
Do you know, the first time I told my mum I wanted to do radio, she's like, oh, Jessica, that all said you so well. Yeah, I never thought you'd go to television.
I love it.
But my mum is, anyway, my mum's the type of mum who during school holidays, her idea of keeping us entertained often was, here's the local cinema. Go.
That was wonderful. Yeah. And my mum is the same. But the thing is with my mum, she always used to take us to museums and art.
I
think it was a ploy to try and educate us. If you saw my HSC, Mike, it didn't work. I mean... Did it work? But look, it was great fun. The bus rides are always hilarious.
Bus rides are always fun.
I loved seeing, you know, Greek and Italian sculptures.
Yeah.
What, Nicholson Museum? Yeah. You should, like, oh.
Always the best fun.
I love the Contemporary Art Museum.
So good.
I went there once with, like, the school.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Yeah. Wonderful time.
Yeah.
Everyone was just, you know, I was really getting into it. The full on. Again, like I told you just before, the meditation.
Oh, yes. It's all.
It's all happening. It's the all installations, yeah. Everything. The
bleeding from artations. The walls. It was a fun time. Now, so you've come up with, like, three prime events for us to explore this morning.
Yeah.
What's the first one?
Well, look. School holidays.
Yes.
Everyone's having a fabulous time.
They are.
I'm not because I'm still at uni.
Yeah, we're grown ups now.
7 weeks to go, and then I have a holiday, which is only 2 weeks.
Do you know
so,
what? No, you don't get to talk about that because universities get like 6 months of breaks
do
a year.
We? You I
do.
Have not read
you do
anything.
Like 13 weeks per semester, right?
Really?
About that?
Well, I don't know.
About 13.
Can I say something? 4 assignments, and I'm ready. I'm like, you know what? I don't even know what week. I don't know who I am anymore. I don't. What's my name? Peter? John?
Who knows?
What am I?
Who knows? But okay. So this first thing that we're talking about this morning, what is it?
It's the mammoth. So
okay.
I thought I love it. Drew me.
Yes.
I felt very spiritually connected to a mammoth.
Okay.
I look like one.
No, you don't.
Stomping around in the ice age, turn everybody to ice. But no. So the mammoths actually have a museum. So you see, I think it's taxidermy. You see, it's fabulous.
Oh, so this is happening at the
The Australian Museum.
Amazing.
Yeah, from 9:30 to 5 p.m. every day.
Mm-hmm.
The exhibition starts tomorrow, the 17th of April, and finishes on the 13th of May.
How exciting!
It is.
That's not a long run too. That's less than a month. So
you gotta go. Buy the tickets.
Yeah.
Settle in. Look at mammoths. Look at it's. You know, I love them. I love Ice Age.
I loved Ice Age too. That was one of my favorites. No, so this is a mammoth exhibition happening at the Australian Museum. Starts tomorrow. It's daily.
Yep.
This is perfect for kids.
This is perfect for kids, kind of those
9, 10, 8.
Sort of exploring what dinosaurs are.
Yeah,
like, you know, when
super
you
into it.
Years, you question dinosaurs. You're like, what are dinosaurs? What's that?
Yeah, well, they that didn't do very well, did they? That's
my mark. Anyway. Anyways, so the second one we've got is the Australian Maritime Museum. Has that been, like, opened? Because I didn't get out much.
The Australian Maritime Museum has been there for years. Like,
but they've developed it, haven't they?
Yeah, but there's been this whole thing,
yeah.
And they've changed all the exhibitions in there,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, I remember catching the bus and watching, like, the whole development going on. I'm like, wow,
oh,
this
really?
Is interesting.
Yeah, I love the Maritime Museum.
Yeah,
it's so interesting.
Fabulous. So, yeah, they've obviously finished the renovations in order to have a thing. So that's an underwater warfare exhibition. So,
oh my
bit
gosh.
Dark first thing in the Monday morning.
This is kind of for those, like, I bet this is for, like, 13, 15.
Yeah.
Those kind of older, like, teenagers.
Yeah, kind of, like, into the whole war thing.
Yeah.
Don't want to say it because I don't want to be, like, politically incorrect.
And they don't want to be cool. They don't want to be uncool. So they just want to go
exactly
and, like,
right.
look at it all. No,
that's
this
right.
is cool. And, no, the Maritime Museum's great.
I know. And also, they also give you an opportunity to jump on James Craig's ship.
Oh.
Built in 1874.
Look at that for a history lesson for the kids.
That's right.
And, I love it.
Yeah. 18, that's a long, old ship, eh? And it must have. I remember seeing it. I went to Piedmont once and I remember seeing the ship, I think.
Coming in or something. Oh,
old
cool.
ship. I feel like it's in Pirates of the Caribbean.
Go and swashbuckle away. It'll be fun.
Would it be like on the ship?
Oh, my gosh.
And then the third one, we get away to Cockatoo Island.
Okay.
Now, this is a fabulous one.
Yeah.
Because I obviously I went to high school and I did art in years 11 and 12.
Oh, okay.
And so every second year, it's called the biannual art exhibition. They do the entire island and it's completely decked out in like art exhibitions, art installations.
Wow.
You literally walk around the island and it's done. It's like full of art. It's fabulous. I love that. Favorite excursion ever.
And how good is Cockatoo Island as well?
It's wonderful. You know,
it's like
home away from home.
I went there once. So my partner and I did like an overnight stay on Cockatoo Island.
The campsites. That's what they've also.
Well, we didn't go to camp. Okay. We got gifted a camping experience. Okay. And I said, can we please pay for an upgrade and stay in one of the rooms?
Wonderful.
Because I'm not a good camper.
Me neither. I've never gone camping.
Ooh,
but
don't.
I feel like
if you're going to, though, Cockatoo Island's the place.
Let's go glamping.
You can glamp on Cockatoo Island and it's better. But Cockatoo Island itself is such a fascinating piece of Sydney. I think the history of it and the ways in which the island was used is really interesting, and to learn about it. And then if you throw in a little bit of an art exhibition.
Oh, fabulous. And, you know, all the cottages they have on the hill overlooking Sydney. It's like, I've got $1.
I've got $2. Can I please have it?
Can I buy a heritage building in Australia?
A wink and $2. That's all you need. So this is cool. This is fun. So we've got Cockatoo Island. We've got the Australian Maritime Museum, and we've got the Mammoth Exhibition happening in the Australian Museum.
That's right.
This is cool.
And also with Cockatoo Island, just to add, you can also hire a boat.
Oh.
On the Marine Centre. That's right, yeah.
That'd be fun.
And you can also go camping.
That's fun.
Or we'd go glamping.
We'd go glamping. Yeah.
And you can also, there's a ferry ride from
Circular Quay.
That's the one.
That's the one.
Too early this morning. Circular Quay to and from Cockatoo Island as well.
Cool. You get a ferry ride too. That's right. Cool.
Fabulous.
It's all good. I love Cockatoo Island. I think it's great. I've only been once, but I loved it. I thought it was really interesting.
And it's open every day. It's free as well.
So good.
A good budget.
You can just... let the kids loose.
Yeah.
I think...
Go. Jump in the ocean.
Go, children. Go. Go, go, go.
Run. Enjoy yourself.
Run. All the energy out.
Yeah.
And then get on the boat and leave mommy alone.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Stay on the island.
So, something interesting that we were talking about this morning that I just want to touch on before we wrap this up, because we're going to have to in a second. But, like, not all the kids have school holidays at the same time. And this is something you had when you were...
Yeah, well, because we went to an independent school, me and my three brothers, George and John. Hi. So, we went to an independent school. Greek Orthodox would be more specific. And this year our holidays were really weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the holidays for them, they had 3 days of Catholic Easter, then they went back to school for like 2 days or something.
Yeah.
And they went back on holidays for Greek Orthodox Easter.
Yeah.
And then they had a week of school, and then they're on holidays now again for 2 weeks. So I'm sitting there trying to find a schedule. We're going to go out as a family, and nothing's happened. It's like, what am I doing?
What is that? Your poor mother. Your poor mother with all these children. She's like, go to school.
That's right. I'm like, Mum, you know, and so on Friday, she's like, it's so good to have the kids away from home. We need a time. I said, Mum, I know, because on Friday I have uni off.
Yeah.
So we make a day, Mum and I, to
get lunch,
get coffee,
shopping,
enjoy.
Whatever.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I'm like, Mum, isn't it great? So peace and quiet. We love it. And even for me, because we share a room, my brothers and I, and it's like, oh, peace and quiet. Thank Jesus.
Finally, finally. Literally, it's Easter. We can thank Jesus. Yeah.
I love it.
Oh, Tony, we'll have to leave it there, but thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me.
One of our wonderful producers, Tony, there. We'll pop some links to those little tidbits on the podcast at the end of the show if you or the kids want to check them out. The Mammoth Exhibition, the Australian Museum, Cockatoo Island, and the Australian Maritime Museum there as well. My goodness, so much fun. It's coming up on 10 minutes to 9 a.m. nearly.